We are back on the Campus Chronicle. Yep. We got Ben and we got Daryl.
Yep.
Special guest Daryl.
Special guest, man.
Introduce yourself, man. Yep. What's the major? Where are you from?
As you guys said, I'm a special guest because I'm very special.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
In more ways than one. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Where are you from, man? Of course. Just tell us where you're from and all that stuff.
I'm from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, born and raised. On the playgrounds where I spent most of my days, cooler than, you know, Will Smith. Okay. That's where I'm from, Jamaica.
What's your major?
I'm a business major, business transfer student here at DMAC.
So,
campus.
So where do you plan on going after DMAC?
I'm not gonna lie, I finally decided that I want to go to Iowa State.
Okay.
I'm just gonna have to keep going and
like a horse.
Like a horse.
Horses don't stop.
So how did you get here? Can you tell us that story? Here?
That's a very good question. I'm a very good swimmer, guys, so you know,
you just swam over
water and swam, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously because I was in the middle of America, I had to run a little bit, you know, just a little bit. So I got to Florida and now just run from Florida.
Like Usain Bolt action?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Exactly. No, I'm joking. Hopped on a plane, bro.
Just one day, just wanted to hop on a plane?
One day just said, I want to hop on a plane and come to Ankeny, Iowa. So.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's a lot more complex than that, but that's pretty much, I got here. If that's what you meant. Like, what do you mean? Like, why did I come here?
Like, how did you
like,
get here?
Like, what was the story behind? Okay. Yeah. Like, what's the purpose of you being here?
Yeah.
Okay, so my dad moved here because, you know, he got married and the person he got married to lived here. So he moved here eventually. And then after he moved here, then we moved, me and my sister, we came here as well. So, yeah.
Nice. Yep. So, like I was saying before, who are some of your favorite rappers that you like?
My favorite rappers, okay. Right now, you know, let's just get it out of the way right now. Drake is, you know, up there for sure.
You think Drake's better than Kanye?
Kanye is good too. I like Kanye. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, he is. Unfortunately, to Kanye fans, yeah.
What about Lil Baby?
Lil Baby is good.
Lil TJ?
I don't listen to Lil Baby that much. I mean, I know some of his songs. Lil TJ? Lil TJ.
I love Lil TJ.
That's true.
Really?
No, he's like,
I like
Lil Baby. I like Lil Baby, Drake, Lil TJ. I like Gunna. You like Gunna?
Oh, Gunna is good. Gosh, Gunna is good.
Every single one of his songs, I don't think he has one bad song at all.
He has this flow, bro. I don't know. He has this flow, like, that he just, anytime he's on a beat, it just.
You know it's so going to be a good song.
Yeah, it's just smooth. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really good. Travis Scott.
Yeah, he's okay.
I like Travis, I feel like I'm not naming everyone I want to. Rich Amiri.
Never heard of him.
You guys know who Rich Amiri is? Like,
What about Rod Wave?
I like Rod Wave, but not. I don't listen to him, you know, that much, you know. He has some good songs. I feel like he is overhated, honestly.
You think people hate on him a lot?
Yeah, people don't like him, yeah, because he's so sad. Yeah, but I think he makes good music, but yeah, I don't listen to him that much, you know, to say like I'm a big fan, you know.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Clash Royale?
Yeah. You rock with it, or?
I think everyone who has Clash Royale should delete it. It is absolute brain rot. Because
you don't mess with Clash Royale? I know John does. Like,
honestly, I don't think anything's wrong with the game. I think it's something's wrong with the addiction, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you don't
mind. It's not an addiction, though. Like, I can let it go. Like, whenever I want to.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
No, like, I'm on a break right now. Like, I haven't played it for, like, a week. Like, actually.
Week? Didn't. You're making a difference, bro.
I'm good.
All right. I got to ask you this. Who is the NBA GOAT?
LeBron.
There we go. LeBron. I like that.
I think MJ is the GOAT. Like,
Okay, we can talk about it. I mean, I don't watch that much NBA, but I've watched enough to know that LeBron.
But, like, you know LeBron.
Like, give me your thoughts on, I asked you this, like, why you think, you know, obviously better, think he's better than Kobe and MJ and.
Okay,
like, he thinks Kobe's better than LeBron.
Okay, you're tripping.
Yeah, I think it's
Kobe.
MJ,
Kobe's up there for sure. Kobe's top five. Kobe's
but he's
top
not.
Five.
He's not LeBron.
He's not LeBron, though.
Like, what are your reasons for why he's the GOAT? Like, just
why is LeBron the GOAT? I mean, he is.
In your
just,
opinion,
he's LeBron. I don't know. Like, it's like asking why. It's like asking why.
Like why Usain Bolt is the greatest runner of all time.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Or like why I like Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it just is. You know. I don't know. Like, that's LeBron. So, we all know that he beat the scoring record, right? That doesn't really mean he's the best.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How many championships does he have?
Four.
But how many does MJ got?
How much does he have?
Six.
But Bill Russell has 11.
But like, it's not even like a like an individual accomplishment. Like,
how many times has he made it to the finals?
10.
He's made it to the final 10 times.
Yep.
How many times has MJ made it?
Six.
He's six for six,
but like he didn't make it to 10 finals. Like they count out LeBron because he made it to 10 finals and he only won four, but like he made it to 10. Like no one's ever made it to 10 finals.
But MJ never lost the finals though. I mean, that's
not what it meant. That doesn't mean that.
Like, it's just like he had a great team with him. Yeah. Like he had Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen, but like LeBron's carrying bums to finals. You feel me?
Jordan literally won three without Dennis Rodman. What do you mean, bro?
Like Scottie Pippen's the greatest Robin ever.
Can I be honest? Let's talk about Messi and Ronaldo, and then we can get into like you know all the stats and stuff. I don't know much about the NBA. I just know LeBron is the GOAT. That's all I know. All
right, you can have your opinion. I'm not hating on your opinion. You can.
Messi's the GOAT.
Exactly.
Yes, Messi is the GOAT.
Exactly. There's no question about it.
For people who think I don't watch soccer, but if you think Ronaldo's the GOAT, man, you need to do your research. Messi is.
I go as far as to say Messi is the greatest athlete of all time.
You can make that argument. You can make that argument.
Yeah,
for sure. I think
he's up there. He's up there. I think LeBron is the greatest athlete of all time.
LeBron's like top three, low key. Like I think it's Messi, Michael Phelps, then probably
Michael Phelps. That's actually Michael Phelps.
Messi, Michael Phelps, and I think I said Usain Bolt's up there as well because
you gotta represent Jamaica, man.
Not even just Jamaica, like just in general, like he's the fastest runner of all time.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%.
His record
will never be broken.
I mean, I don't know if it will. Like, maybe like a couple decades from now, I'm going to say.
Yeah, they're getting faster.
Someone might come and do it, but like, it's really unbeatable right now. I'm not going to lie.
For sure.
And that's very impressive to even think about. So, yeah, he has to be in like the top five at least.
For sure.
LeBron's up there, you know. MJ's up there too.
Yeah.
MJ's like after LeBron though.
So
LeBron's at three, MJ's at four.
So you think it goes LeBron, Kobe, then MJ, or LeBron?
LeBron, MJ, then Kobe.
Okay. What about top five? What are your top five
NBA player? All right. So we have LeBron, MJ, Kobe. I'm not gonna lie. You guys have to give Steph his flowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Best shooter of all time. Period. Yeah. End of story.
No question about that.
What about Shaq?
When he can make a free throw, can
Shaq. I mean, but most dominant center of all time.
He is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna put. I don't watch that much NBA, guys. You have to bear with me.
I'm gonna say.
Did I say Kobe? Right? Okay. I thought I missed it.
Kareem. Larry Bird.
No, I'm gonna give you guys a curveball here. Kyrie.
Okay.
Kyrie,
yeah.
Best handles of all time.
Exactly.
I feel
like that's a very critical part of the sport.
That might be a hot.
John, can you give me one? Give me one. Give me who you think should be.
I don't think Kyrie should be a top five.
Hey,
who should I say?
Okay, I think Kyrie has the best handles of all time. Yeah. No doubt.
Doesn't that matter though?
Does
that not matter?
Like handles? Yeah. I mean,
it matters, but it's not.
It's an easy way to get points.
How many championships does he have?
One.
He has one.
One with LeBron.
With LeBron.
With LeBron.
Yeah, he does.
On the Lakers.
One.
No, on the no, Cavaliers.
He went to one with the Mavs, but they lost to the Celtics.
I think you should say Kareem. That's what I feel like.
Skyhook. No one.
He had like
that.
Six championships. And like six MVPs.
Somebody I'm not thinking about. Right now.
And the Skyhook too. No one can stop that.
Someone I'm not thinking.
I don't think anybody in the NBA today could stop that Skyhook. To be honest with you.
You know what? Fuck it. Just go Kyrie. What do you think? You just think Kyrie shouldn't be up there? That's what you think?
I don't think it should be Kyrie.
I think Kyrie's best handles, but I don't think he's best point guard. I think
like if you're gonna say Kyrie, I think you should put AI ahead of Kyrie.
Magic Johnson.
Do you Kareem. Think Magic's better than Curry?
Bro, I don't watch that much basketball. I don't even know why I'm even giving my opinion. I don't watch basketball, bro. It's like you guys telling me about if I say, hey, name the top five soccer players.
Messi, Ronaldo, the only two.
Exactly, that's me right now, bro. That's me right now. But I know some about basketball, but like that's all I got, bro. I'll give you the top four. I don't know who to put at five. I'm sorry.
Nah, you're good.
Yeah. What other questions you guys got for your boy?
Who do you think the top five soccer players of all time?
Yeah.
It's a great question. Of all time?
Yeah.
Of all time, though?
All time.
Okay, that's a good question. Are we gonna put Messi?
Obviously.
And then we're going to put Ronaldo second. because he's definitely
that's fair.
Needs to, you know, get his recognition for being a great player, the second best player, you know, of all time. Then we have to go back in the day to Pele.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Right?
Yeah.
And Maradona right after. We can't skip him.
Who did you say?
Maradona.
I don't know that. I know who top three.
He was Maradona, like Argentina, right?
He's like Messi before
yeah,
Messi.
What about like the original Messi.
What about Zlatan?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Yeah.
No, he's like probably top 10,
maybe. What about Neymar?
Neymar, I'm not going to lie, Neymar could have been so much better. He really... He's the prince that never became a king. Everyone says that, right? The prince that never became... He has so much potential to be up there, but like I feel like he was just in the... Because he's in the same generation as Messi
mm-hmm.
and Ronaldo and all these other great players as well. Like, I mean...
Mbappe?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, Mbappe is up there, but he's not one of those. You know what I'm saying? He's not Neymar.
Yeah.
Do you think Neymar's better than Mbappe?
Yeah. If Neymar's better, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Duh. Like, that's not even a question. Yeah. Neymar is top 10 as well.
Okay.
Where am I? Am I at 3? No, I'm at 4.
You got 4, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5. I'm going to say 5 now. I'm going to just put Ronaldinho, if you know who that is.
Brazil?
Ronaldinho, yeah, he's like a wizard. If you should pull up the highlights. I wish you guys would pull up the highlights and watch some of these highlights. Like, Ronaldinho, I'm going to have to...
That's our homework, Kyle. Yeah.
But there's so many other... Highlights. Like, listen, there's so many other players. There's so many other players that could be up there, but like it's just my personal opinion at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
There are a lot of players who have done a lot more and have a lot more accolades and whatnot, but Ronaldinho, I have to give him that top 5 spot because he's definitely made a difference to the game, you know?
Yeah. So that's your top 5?
Top 5. Yes. Football players, actually. We call it football.
Football, yeah. The original.
No, no, no.
The original.
No, no, not football. Football.
Yeah.
Football.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are American football. Right?
Uh-huh.
Do you watch NFL at all?
No. I seen the Super Bowl. Like, that's literally...
Did you watch it this year?
This year? Like, you mean... Was it this year or last year?
Like,
2025.
Like, did you watch the last Eagles. Super Bowl?
With Kendrick performing?
Yeah. You watched the halftime show?
Yeah. That was... Mm-hmm. That was
do you like Kendrick?
I like Drake, but yeah, I do like Kendrick as well.
What's your favorite Kendrick song?
Favorite Kendrick song? Poetic Justice with Drake.
What about Family Ties?
Family Ties is Baby Keem, no?
Well, just featured in it. Yeah. It's Baby Keem, man.
Family Ties is good, yeah. He has a lot of good songs. I could search it up. Oh, you know what my favorite song from Kendrick is? This is going to be... I feel like not a lot of people know this one. I'm going to tell you. It's called Untitled 2.
Have you heard of that, Jaden?
Untitled 2.
I have not heard of
that. I don't know why. I just like it's like towards the middle of the song or so when he stops singing like weird. Like he goes on, he has like this nice flow. The beat was really, I don't know.
How many Untitled does he have?
A lot.
Yeah, what's the whole album?
Yeah, it's a whole album, Untitled, yeah. Untitled 2 is my favorite personally. Let me see what else.
What do you think about the beef?
Beef between,
like, who won the beef?
Oh yeah, Kendrick won. As much as that hurts me to say, Kendrick won. Yeah, I mean, shit. Like, he made a song that's
yeah, they're already dissing Drake.
Yeah, like, I mean, and it's literally what? What is it? Is it
what is it called?
Is it platinum or
yeah?
I forget, platinum.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the song is called?
Not like us.
What?
Not like us.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's literally like everyone knows that.
And
song.
He performed at the Super Bowl too. Like, imagine getting dissed on at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think that was like the ceiling factor. Like, yeah. Like, and he was, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna lie, that was crazy. Watching it, I was like, ain't no way.
Yeah, Drake's probably at home singing like, dang, bro, you gotta diss me like
and
that?
And he literally said, turn the TV off, bro.
Turn the TV off.
I was like, he's talking to him, bro.
Drake,
like,
turn the TV off,
bro. You're watching it, bro. We know you're watching, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Damn.
Drake, don't lie. We all know you're watching.
Yeah, but Drake, he had good songs, you know, like push-ups. Yeah. I like push-ups.
Yeah.
I like
God's Plan.
Family Matters. No, I'm talking about like the diss tracks.
Oh, okay.
Family Matters was good.
Low-key, Drake was winning until he dropped Not Like Us.
Yeah, Not Like Us
just ended it all.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
after he dropped that, it's over. Like, you can't beat that.
That's fuck. I'm not gonna lie. He was winning up until then, though.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the one where
I pretty much ended the whole tournament.
He did the AI with Tupac and Snoop Dogg. People said I was trash, but I'm not gonna lie. I was like, really, like, bro, it's kind of deep, bro. I don't know. It's kind of getting. he's like using like these different resources to like get in his head. Clearly that didn't work, man, because bro dropped Not Like Us as if, I don't know, none of that happened. Nobody remembers.
Technical difficulties.
My bad.
Yeah. Is that all you got for us, Daryl?
I'm trying to think some other stuff to ask him, man.
Come on. You got to think.
You got to go soon?
Not really. Not yet.
He's just chilling with us, you know.
Yeah, until.
So you went to high school in Jamaica too?
Yeah, grew up there. I just got here what, 2 years ago?
Dang, bro, you.
Yeah, I'm 20 now, so I got here at 18.
20, nice.
Yeah. John, you got here at 18 too?
Did he come with you, or did you guys like?
No, he's not from Jamaica.
Oh, he's not. Where are you from?
DR.
Dominican Republic. Yeah. Baseball is huge, man. Like David Ortiz.
Is that what people always say to you? Anytime you say DR, they just start talking about baseball.
Every single, like, the best baseball players in the world, like Juan Soto.
You know them, like, you know baseball.
Yeah, I like, sure. Well, because all the best players come
are from.
He knows like every sport but soccer. Basically,
I'm trying to think of some like.
And you know what's crazy? Soccer is the biggest sport in the world.
Like Manny Ramirez.
Football.
David, who's your favorite Dominican baseball player?
Right now or just all time?
Like, right now, both.
Right now, say Fernando Tatis.
Tatis.
And all time, I really liked Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano, yeah. He was a dog for the Mariners, man. I'm trying to think of some other dudes. There was some Edwin Diaz. Now, I think he's from Venezuela, actually.
Pujols?
Yeah, Pujols. Yep, Pujols. He's a...
Yeah, I don't know much about baseball.
I just know that a lot of the, you know, obviously some of the best players.
That's so funny. I don't know much about baseball. I'm wearing a baseball cap, huh?
That's
you low-key always are, too.
Yeah, like, I low-key always am. I don't know anything about baseball.
Who's going to the World Series?
The Dodgers and Blue Jays.
Who's going to win?
What is it, Yankees? I'm wearing Yankees right now. Are they good?
Yeah.
They lost.
They got almost swept.
No, like just in general. Are they a good
team? They're decent. They have the most rings of all time, but like they're...
They haven't won a ring since 2009, and they spend all their money on the best players, and they still can't win anything.
They can't win anything?
They got Aaron Judge. They had Juan Soto last year.
They just hit the ball, no?
No. It's like they're like the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL. They spent all this money.
Just hit the ball. That's what I'm saying.
At this point, bro, put me on the team, bro.
Yeah, honestly.
Bro, sign him. Put me on the team, bro.
All right. Hey, Yankees, if you're watching.
You're saying all I have to do is hit the ball and then run around the thing, right?
Like, you get a home run every time.
They can do that. They don't know how to play defense.
They don't. Yeah. Man.
Like, they literally asked Juan Soto.
Can you, like, tackle them? Like, when they're running, you can just tackle them?
No. That would be interference or something. That would...
Well, you have to throw the ball at them.
Yeah, like throw the ball to the base.
To the base.
Yeah, and then...
Like, hit the base before they get to it?
Yes.
Or, like, you can tag them.
Yeah.
Like,
you can tag them with the ball.
You can tag them, and you can...
With the ball.
Yeah.
Yes. Or, like, you have a glove, and you just, like, tag them.
So why don't they get, like, really fast people? Like,
they do. There are some speedsters in the league.
Really?
Like, sometimes they just sign people to run the base. Like, they get pinch runners.
Hey, man,
does that method work?
It does sometimes. Like, hey, man, I got signed with a team just to steal bases.
Like, they just steal bases.
Wait, so they have to learn to hit the ball, though?
Nah, they just put him in the run.
Yeah.
Oh, to chase.
Yeah.
No, to run the base.
So like
if you're on the base, you can sub someone in.
So you can like steal the base. So let's say there's like a pass ball or somebody like throws a ball. You can steal the base, and they typically teams sign fast players because they want guys to get to the base really quick.
I don't think you're under. So like you can the person that's hitting the ball, right?
Yeah.
If they get on base, so they're just on base safe.
Yeah.
So you can sub someone in to run for him. After that,
that's
so
what I was wondering.
Yeah,
I
so you can sub someone
that
in after.
Run fast
because like
to hit the ball, so they can also run afterwards.
Ricky Henderson, you know him? He's like the best base stealer of all time. Like people just sign him and they just let him go after that. Like, hey, thanks for stealing your bases, and then you know you just.
I'm not gonna lie, baseball. I should at least know at least one player. I don't know. Actually, I know one player, Babe Ruth.
Obviously,
that's the only person I know from baseball.
You don't know Shohei Ohtani?
No, that doesn't even ring a bell. I'm not gonna lie to you. Babe Ruth is the only.
He's like
Babe Ruth black or
he's
white?
He's like Babe Ruth, but now
he's white.
Yeah, he's white.
A lot of people thought he was black or something. I don't know.
Shohei Ohtani's like
I heard
Babe
that.
Ruth
I don't know.
Now.
I heard that.
Shohei Ohtani's like Babe Ruth, but like now, like he's this generation's Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like I just saw some video. But like time Babe Ruth was. Was white. I didn't know that. Like I was like, that's the only
one. He was black.
Yeah, no. Someone said that. I was like, really? That's interesting. I don't know.
Don't trust everything.
That's a tough name too, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that's not his real name. It's George Herman Ruth.
Oh,
that's why.
George Foreman Rooney. Speaking of tough names, what are some of the toughest names?
No, I was looking at this the other day. I was like, some of the craziest college football names.
No. I'm talking toughest names, like the best names that in history.
Oh, like.
Like Christian Dior. It's a tough name. Jean Paul.
John Jones.
John Jones is a tough name too. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, even if he didn't fight, like, it sounds scary.
I know. Mike Tyson.
That's a tough name. Floyd Mayweather.
Did you watch the Tyson versus Paul fight?
That was scripted.
He got paid just to stand there and throw one punch the whole entire time. I was like, bro, throw something. Like,
he's also like freak.
He's 58 years old. Like,
yeah, like, you have to understand.
I get that, but like, dude, like, you can. I mean,
I'm pretty sure he wasn't training all this time either. No. He just started back. But I'm sure, I don't know. I feel bad. But he still wants to, I guess. Like, he's only, like, at the end, like, he wanted to fight Logan or something.
Bro, that family's just, like... Like, Jake is only famous because of his older brother, Logan, bro.
You think so?
Yes.
I feel like Team 10 was pretty big in the back in the day, bro. They both blew up on Vine, and then they went to YouTube. Right, and they're both like doing their vlogs and stuff. Team 10 was definitely bigger at some point.
Yeah,
Team 10 was definitely more. But then obviously we know Logan as well with the Maverick stuff and whatever it is. I was deep in. I'm not gonna act like I wasn't deep in. I can recite most of the songs they made.
He was a fan.
You're like
girl,
a
big what
fan.
You trying to do? Cause I don't got a clue. No, I ain't movie. Help you. Cause I'm hungrier than you. I'm just trying to get some food, and you about to kill my mood.
Hey,
what is it? Do these things look right? I know you want the answer, and I'm smarter, and that's a trap.
Hey.
Oh, and here's a random fact. You still got my favorite hoodie. Hey. And your DJ, give it. Oh, I'm telling you, I was deep in, bro.
Bro was rapping, 17.
How old was I? Like 2017. I was like, what? 13. Am I doing the math right? Like.
Because what year did they get big? Like,
Logan, you were rapping that in Jamaica?
Yeah.
You were rapping it?
I was singing that, like, when I got, like, around school and stuff. Like, we were deep in, bro. I'm throwing up the Maverick sign as if I'm in some gang, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was deep in, bro. Low key.
Yeah, like.
Then, you know, the whole forest thing happened. Okay.
Yeah. I think there's someone hanging there.
Yeah. it's messed up, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I didn't even understand, like, the detriment of what he did when he did it. I was like, damn, bro, why is everyone so mad at him? Like, I didn't know that it was that crazy.
Haters can hate.
I was so young, I didn't know. When I see the video, like, when I see, like, the clip now, I'm like, oh, not gonna lie.
Dude, that was crazy.
Wait, how old was he in the clip? Bobby. He was like, yeah, he's like 20.
Not that old.
He's like 29 now.
No, but, like, in the video when he did, he was, how old is he, like, 22 or something? I'm like, yeah, you should know better, you know, than to react that way and post it. Like, even if you did see it, I mean, you posted it, you know, like. Yeah, but I mean, he
should have found a clip for him.
He definitely came back. Somehow he came back from that, which is probably one of the craziest comebacks of all time, I'd say.
Wait, what? What are we talking about here?
Logan,
like the forest clip. You know,
you don't know what happened. Are you genuinely serious? You don't know what happened?
I'm more of a sports dude. I'm more follow like this, like.
Yeah,
but you know about him doing wrestling? No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he does, like, him and his brother both do, like, professional boxing and stuff.
Yeah. Started with the YouTube stuff. I think, low-key, that saved his career.
Yeah,
that's, so like,
what happened. All right, since you don't know, what happened was he did this video, right?
Okay, yeah.
In Japan. He went to Japan.
Just Logan?
Yeah, like, him and
his
crew.
It was, like, it was, like, a team.
Yeah, like, together. Him and his crew, and they were just vlogging in Japan.
They were, like, they in a forest.
A place called the Suicide Forest, right? They went and they were doing the vlog, and lo and behold, they found someone who, you know.
There was someone hanging in a tree, and they pointed a camera at
him. Dang, man. They were just doing the video, and they found him, and then his reaction, and then him posting it and everything, that he got, like, a lot of backlash, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, he was, like, the most hated person on the internet for, like, a good while, right?
I can't imagine being the most hated person.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. And then what happened, I think what revived his career was KSI.
Oh,
you know who KSI is?
Yeah.
So him calling him out to box, I think that was what kind of brought him back into, like, people started kind of, like, watching him more. I don't know.
Did, like, you watch, like, the KSI versus
Logan? I did. There were two.
I thought Logan was going to win that. I was like, come on, man.
I'm pretty sure. Like, look, the first one, they drawed, right? And then they had to do the rematch. And then that's
was the first one 2019 when they won? Because I think I remember watching.
Probably 2018, 2019. Okay, right, yeah.
When was the second one? Because I didn't watch
it. I think it was around the same, like, it was like a year after or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, they were pretty big. Like, and I think that's what started the whole YouTube boxing thing. Well, actually, it would be KSI. Well, you know who Joe Weller is? Joe Weller is who KSI fought, and that's when he called out Logan Paul.
So wait, when he fought this Joe guy, that's when he like wanted to fight like Logan and...
So after he won against Joe,
yeah,
that's when he called out Logan, and then that's when he started to get big, right? So it was already a thing, kind of not like anything big, like it was like a couple fights, like, you know, here and there. But then that was what made it big, and like all over the internet, everyone's watching it, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's like,
"I was.
Are you going to watch the fight tonight, bro?" Yeah, it was a very interesting time. And then now, you know, he started doing his podcast and stuff after the fight or whatever, and then or like probably like before, I don't know. And then now he's wrestling.
They got Prime.
Yeah, and Prime. No, they're working together.
What are your thoughts on Prime? Do you like the Prime drink or no?
I've had it one time, and then like after I drank it, I remember like the next day they were like, "Oh, everyone who drank Prime is gonna die." I'm like,
what?
Oh my god! Like,
I literally just drank it yesterday for the first. I'm not drinking Prime ever again. I'm not gonna lie. That's like crazy. not because I think it's bad or anything. I just that just was like, wow. Like I just drank it, and then everyone's like, "I'm gonna die now." Like I'm like, "Okay, never mind."
Bro. Have you had all the flavors of Prime? Or
I only tried one. I think I tried like.
He tried that one. He was done with it.
I tried like the popsicle one, like, you know, yeah, red one, and blue one.
Yeah.
So do you think it's better than like Gatorade or Powerade or all that stuff? Like, what do you?
Tried it one time. It wasn't bad at all. Actually, it was.
It was like a decent. Like it's an average drink, but like I feel like it was just like too much flavor.
Yeah, like, for sure. It's like
when they made that ice, like the one that's like a little like toned down. Like,
I've only had watered one. Down. I've only had the green kind.
Yeah, it's like they made like an ice one. It's like a little watered down, and that one's better.
I haven't drank Prime since that.
Bro. Have you had Lunchly?
No,
you haven't.
No, I've had Feastables. Like, if you're talking
about Feastables, you like Feastables?
I've had it like once or twice. You know, it's pretty good. Like, just chocolate. It's pretty good chocolate.
Have you had Lunchly?
I have no idea what that is.
It's like Mr. Beast's Lunchable.
Oh, I actually have. Like,
you've seen it?
I know what you're talking about. Like, he has like, doesn't he have like a drink? Or Mr. Beast have like a drink? Yeah, I know like what you're talking
about. And like they partnered together, and then he put the Prime in the Lunchly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know what you're talking about, but I haven't. What are your thoughts on Mr. Beast? You like him or? Do you like Mr. Beast or what are you?
I like Mr. Beast.
I do too.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. I have to go.
All right, see you, man. Thanks for hopping
on
with us.
Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, he has his own podcast too.
Just check out On the Loose.
Yeah, check it out, man.
New episode just dropped today.
Yeah. Go follow it, man. He's got some good stuff going. So all right, we appreciate your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Man. Peace.
Thank you, Daryl. All
right.
Alright, we're not done. I'm
just
moving over here.
Merch. On to the sports section.
Yep, on to the sports section.
Ball knowledge, Ben.
Yep.
Bro, why does it keep doing that? It's like not on correctly. You gotta like tighten this right here, I think.
There we go. What?
No. Oh, yeah. We're gonna put it on the Chronicle.
Alright, we're back. Now we're talking just
the Bears.
Yeah, how about them Bears, man? Man, I stayed up and watched it, you know, the whole entire game, and you know, we came out the dub. You know, sometimes you have to win ugly. Sometimes it's not always going to be, you're not always going to win by a lot of points. Sometimes you got to win ugly, and the good teams do that, and I feel that we're going in the right direction now with Ben Johnson, and you know, we got the Saints now, right? And the Saints are a bad team, and if we can bounce back from being 0-2 and beat the Saints, I'll feel a lot better about our team. We ran the ball well against the Commanders. We ran well. DeAndre Swift breakout game, and Caleb looked good, and I'm really happy about
Jake Moody, new kicker.
Yep, Jake Moody making 4 out of 5 field goals, revived
his
career.
And one of them was blocked.
I know, but oh, hey, at least he made it when...
He took the pen.
Oh, it's
Daryl, you can get it real quick. Thank you, Daryl. 4 to 5 field goals for Jake Moody.
Yep, 4 to 5 field goals. Revived his career from you know, that
getting dropped from the Niners.
Yeah, revived his career from what happened against the 49ers, and I think it's good that the Bears have Jake Moody because, you know, it's good for a freshman start, and I'm glad he made it when it mattered most, because as a Bears fan, I was sitting there, I was like, all right, we got to make this. Like, we can't lose to the Commanders. And then when the Commanders got that fumble, I was like, all right, we have a chance to go down there and win this game. And what did the Bears do? They executed, and they went down there, and they won the game. So I'm very happy. And it was much needed to win, you know, for this team. And like I said, sometimes you have to win like that. It's not always going to be perfect. Sometimes you have to win ugly in the NFL, and the Bears did that. And we got the Saints this Sunday. And how about the Chiefs too, man? Got
Chiefs
the
look good.
Who they play?
The Lions.
Oh, yep, the Lions, man. I watched the whole game, and, man, Mahomes is looking like his own MVP self again. I think I saw some odds the other day. Now that Josh Allen struggled on Monday night, I think Mahomes is
Josh
a
Allen is
MVP.
out of the running for.
Man, if Mahomes can, and plus they get Rashee Rice back too this week against the Raiders, like, if Mahomes can keep playing like this, plus with Rashee back, I think he can win MVP. I really do. I think the Chiefs look like their old self, and I hope that they can win the Super Bowl. And, yeah, man, I mean, it's just good to see the Chiefs, you know. Because last year, the stuff that happened, you know, winning every single game by, you know, by one score or by not a couple points. And, you know, the Chiefs blowing out teams, you know, they started at 0-2. They probably should have won those games. But, you know, hopefully that the Chiefs can get back on track and, you know, start to win their division. And I think it's going to take a little for them to do that. But, you know, after what happened against the Jaguars, we're not going to get into that, but they come back home against a very good Lions team who I do, like I've said, I do not hate them. I think they're a well-coached team. You come back home, you play well, you get the dub, and Mahomes looks great, Kelce looks great, and what a great team win. And, you know, they got the Raiders this week. Hopefully that they can keep winning these games and get right back on track and win the division. So, yeah, it was great. It was great to see. And how about my Wolves, man? How about my Waukee Northwest Wolves beating Southeast Polk? Statement win for us, man. And
number one in the state for
a reason. Number we showed why we're the number one team in the state, right? We won 38-7. You know, going into the game, I'm not gonna lie, I did not think we were gonna win. Did you think Northwest was gonna win?
It was low key shaky.
Yeah, I was too.
I really didn't believe in them.
I didn't either. I'm not gonna shy away from that. You know, as an alum of that school, you know, I was nervous. I was. You know, that was our first, you know, real test of the game, of the season. You know, to go in there to Southeast Polk, get a dub, and just to show, you know, why we're the number one team, right? Show why we're the number one team in the state. We got great weapons. Jordan Green, Isaiah Oliver. I mean, those guys are just so good of players. And our quarterback is best QB in the state, Matt Kaitlin, man. He just, you know, this team, you know, I love watching this team, right? Because, you know, they have fun doing it. They break records. And, you know, when they do that, you know, I'm so proud that I went to that school, man, because, you know, they're doing something that's never been done before, right? And when I went there, we were never 7-0. We were never the number one team to state. And, you know, now we're breaking records. We're doing something that's never been done before. And we got our rival Waukee this week, man. This Friday at 7 o'clock, Waukee comes to town. And we're gonna show Waukee who the better team is. And hopefully it's a blowout, and I'm sitting in the suite in Northwest. So,
In the suite.
Yep, me in the suite, man. Going to be watching my Wolves, and you know, Waukee's a pretty bad team. They're 2-5, and so hopefully that the Wolves can dominate and show them who the better team is. And it's great times. And how about Iowa too? Did you watch Iowa versus Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Blew out the Badgers.
They look great.
Blew them out. And
now they have the Penn State.
I will be at the game. I will be at the Iowa Penn State.
Penn State
game.
Without a coach.
Yeah, man. What have I been telling you? James Franklin is not a good coach. And look what happened.
They should have left him in UCLA.
I know. After they lost to UCLA, they should have fired him. And I've been saying all along, James Franklin is not the guy. And they proved me right. I'm going to say this again. You lost Northwestern at home. Like, when was the last time you lost to a bad team in the Big Ten at home? I mean, I can't remember any time. And if Northwestern can beat them, I think Iowa can beat them. And if UCLA can beat them, obviously Iowa can beat them. And, you know, I just want Iowa to go out there and play Iowa football, right? Play like you did against Wisconsin, execute on plays, take advantage of opportunities that they give you, and, you know, just play well, right? Defense needs to step up and play well. And, you know, it was good to beat Wisconsin, right? You know, for so many years, Wisconsin used to beat us, you know, there'd be a lot of close games, right, that Wisconsin would beat us in. And it feels good to now, you know, have a 4-game win streak against Wisconsin, because, you know, Wisconsin used to always beat us all the time, and it'd be hard to, you know, watch them. And, man, their coach, man, is on the hot seat. Luke Fickell, man, do I think he's a good coach? No, I don't. When he was at Cincinnati, right, you know, he had good players like Sauce Gardner and Desmond Ritter and Ivan Pace, but, like,
when they went to the big game, like example, when they played against Alabama, they got destroyed because they didn't play anybody good in their conference, right? And I think that, you know, him going to Wisconsin, everybody thought he'd be good, and he's not, man.
Wisconsin, I mean, got to play Ohio State.
His alma mater too. Luke Fickell, their coach, went to Ohio State, and man, it doesn't get any easier from here on out if you're a Wisconsin fan, man. You know. You want to pull up their schedule real quick? I think they have Ohio State next, and I think they
Ohio might
have
State, like, and then they play Oregon.
Loss.
Indiana.
Loss.
Washington.
Loss.
Illinois.
Loss.
Minnesota.
Loss. I think they win two games the whole entire season, man. And I don't think their coach makes it through a season. I mean, if you're a Wisconsin fan, man, you know, you better watch out, because I think your coach is going to get fired, man. And yeah, it was nice to see Iowa get that dub, man. And who did the Des Moines Roosevelt Hoover Husky
Rutgers? They play Ottumwa this week.
Oh, Northwest played against Ottumwa, and we beat them 63-7, I think.
Blowout.
Yeah, it was blowout. You guys should beat them. Obviously, you know, my Wolves are number one team in the state, but I think you guys should be able to beat them, right? And who does Steele got this week?
Let me check. Deal. Clark football schedule. He hasn't been doing good these past few weeks.
Oh, man. Like we've said, Deal's a great dude, and he deserves so much better. And
he has Van Meter this week.
Ooh, Van Meter's always been a powerhouse in Class 1A and 2A that's consistently winning championships. And who do you got winning the state title this year for high school football?
Now that the game is over with, I can probably say that I'm going with Waukee Northwest.
Hell yeah, gotta take my Wolves, you man. Know, I'm not being biased.
After that Southeast Polk game.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I'm all in.
You're all in on my Wolves. I mean, you should be. I mean, going into the season, I did not. I'm gonna be real. As a diehard Northwest fan, I did not think we were gonna be that good this year. To be honest with you, we get some guys transferring. Dalton DeBoer transfers in from Minnesota. Our big offensive lineman, who, you know, we needed him, man. Like, if he doesn't transfer, we don't beat Ankeny. We don't beat Valley. I don't think we beat some other teams. But you know, it's a great time to be a Wolves fan. And you know, I'm so proud of my Wolves. I'm so proud of how hard we fought. And because, you know, right, coming into the season, you know, we had to face adversity. You know, myself included, I didn't think we'd be good. I didn't think we'd have a good team. And they proved me wrong. They proved all the haters wrong. And they enjoy it, man. And I don't think anyone's going to stop us. I mean, maybe Dowling can stop us. I think that's going to be the real question: is can we compete with Dowling? Can we compete with them? But yeah, I don't see why we can't compete with them. I mean, we have just as much talented players, and we have just as much talented of a coaching staff. And yeah, just take care of business, win these final two games for Northwest. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, hopefully that we can ride the ship to the dome, man. And it's crazy. We're already at week 8 already, man. Can you believe that? It's gone by so fast. And I love going to games. It's just so fun. And MLB, man. You've been following along with the playoffs.
Sadly, the Cubs lost that game.
Sadly, my Cubs lost. But you know, the Brewers were the better team, right? I mean, they were favored to win. And
but now they're down 2-0 to the Dodgers.
Yeah. Go Dodgers.
Dodgers all the way.
Dodgers, I don't see a reason how they don't win the World Series. I mean, the amount of players that they sign, and like, them signing all those players proves that there needs to be a salary cap in MLB. Like, it's just unfair, man. It really is.
Yeah, Shohei, like, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, I remember during this offseason, I'm like, all right, like, the players who I wanted the Cubs to sign, the Dodgers signing, I'm like, there's just no way they don't win the World Series, man. I mean, they're just like the Aces, right? They're going to go back-to-back, and I just don't see a reason how they lose. They're just too talented. They got a great, great manager. Dave Roberts, you know, was a World Series champion with the Red Sox. And
How about the Mariners, though? 2-0 on the Blue Jays.
Ooh, man, that's Cal Raleigh, man. He's what a year he's had. I think he deserves to win MVP. Don't get me wrong. I love Aaron Judge. I think he's a great player, but this year, it's all been about Kyle Raleigh, and he's doing stuff that a catcher's never done before in history, and just racking up home runs. And I think if there would be an overall MVP, I think he deserves to win it. No offense, Shohei Ohtani, great player, love the guy, but Cal Raleigh's done something that's never been done before, and I think NFL, I think MLB needs to have an overall MVP. I think that having, you know, having an NL and AL MVP is good, but you know, an overall MVP really solidifies who the best player in baseball is, and I think it's, I mean, I think it's been Shohei Ohtani. I mean, he's just, you can't sugarcoat what's been going on with him. He's just been, you know.
He can be a top pitcher and a top batter at the same
time. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great pitcher. I think he's an okay pitcher. I think he's a way better hitter. I mean, when he got caught up to the
50 home runs.
What?
50 home runs.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy, man. And then, yeah, so NBA season starting up here.
Starting soon.
Crazy.
Next week.
I think, don't the NBA champions, I think Thunder, I don't know who the Thunder play. I think it's always like, isn't it always like the Lakers, the Warriors, and like somebody else?
It's Lakers,
it's,
Warriors, and then
the
Thunder,
NBA
Rockets.
Champ that plays. Yep. I think the Rockets are mainly playing because of KD and the people that they signed. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to see, you know, KD on his new team. And, you know, 37-year-old Kevin Durant can still hoop on any team. And I think he makes the Rockets better. I think that him signing up the Rockets makes him a great team, and the Rockets haven't had a great player since James Harden. So, yeah, man, the Aces, man. Like, you called it. Sweep.
Oh, my gosh. Sweep. That's what I'm saying. The Aces are just too good. Too good of a team altogether.
They are just too good, man. Oh, my gosh. Man, this mic is...
What did they do to that mic?
Yeah, yeah. What did that do to the mic? But, yeah, the Aces are just too good, man. I mean, if you're the WNBA, look at how good they've done. And three championships in the past 4 years. I mean, last year, I don't know what happened last year. They just decided to take an off year, you know.
They just wanted a vacation.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, we're going to show you guys that we're the best team, and we're going to win it next year. And, you know, I think Aces are going to be title favorites next year. I mean, AJ Wilson is, I would generally think her and Campbell Clark are on track to become the WNBA go. Like, I am serious with that. Like, the thing she's doing right now is just
she's the first four-time MVP, right?
Yeah. Yep. Like, Diana Taurasi, people can consider the GOAT. Like, she never did that. And I think what the stuff that AJ Wilson's doing right now is crazy, and it's unreal. And the NBA is breaking records, even without Caitlin Clark. And I'm just, you know, it's just cool to see, you know, women in sports. And so...
But I heard that a lot of WNBA players are free agents this year, like almost like 90%, they said.
Hopefully the Aces can get some of them in the Fever.
Like, you know? Kelsey Mitchell, Jackie Young, Jew Lloyd, Kalia Copper, Howard.
If the Aces can re-sign those players, I think they're winning it again. I mean, I really do believe that. And it was
like
nice
Sabrina
to see,
still?
It was nice to see Megan Guffson, a former Hawkeye, get a ring. I wish Kate Martin would have got one, because then we would have got one in back-to-back years. She's just a great person and a great player. And shout out to Kate Martin. She's a dog, and she deserves every minute of it. And Caitlin Clark's teammate for four great years at Iowa. And yeah, man. College basketball is going to be starting up here soon, man. I saw. You see Iowa drop... Got new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of them? Do you like them, or what do you?
I thought they were decent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like the other uniforms better. Okay. I mean, no offense to these uniforms, I like them, but it makes them look like that they're Wichita State or Michigan. Like, I mean, I think the what do I have, like white stripes and on the top, like, and gold stripes. I like it, but I mean, I think the uniforms from when Fran was there was a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense. I'm going to be honest. I think they're okay. I don't think that they're great by any means. I don't think that, you know, they're tremendous uniforms. I think they're okay. You know, they could be better, but, you know, it's a great time to be an Iowa basketball fan. And, hopefully the Iowa women can land a couple more commits here. Hopefully. Get
they already
it.
Got. They already got. Who they
McKenna
get?
McKenna. Yep. I don't know how to say her last name. We're just gonna call
McKenna.
Her
McKenna. We always call her McKenna.
And hopefully we can get Addison Bjorn from Kansas City, and then hopefully we can get
Jenica Lewis
from Johnson. Man, I don't think we're gonna get all three of those. I think we're gonna get Bjorn. I think Jenica Lewis might go somewhere else. But if we can get all three, that'd be nice. But I think we're gonna get Bjorn, and Jenica Lewis might go somewhere else. But yeah, it'd be nice if we can get both of those. But Iowa women had their media day yesterday, man.
We did.
Yeah, I got to catch some of it. Got to catch some interviews from Taylor McCabe, Hannah Stolke,
And Ahsoka's going to be a dog.
She is, man. I saw she got named first team All Big Ten this year. She shout out Hannah Sulky. She's a dog, man. And Tierra McCabe, too. She may not like be like a go-to scorer, but she hits shots when she needs to, man. She was probably my favorite player outside of Hannah Sulky and Lucy Olsen. She was probably one of my favorite players. Shout out Tierra McCabe, man. And Addie Deal, man. She's the real deal. She's going to be a great player for him. I don't think she'll be like Kaelin Clark level, but I don't think she'll be like you know what I'm saying? Like, she'll be like a Kaelin Clark like impact player, but she won't be as good as Kaelin Clark. I think she'll still be a good player, but yeah. We got KU, man. They got late night this Friday at Allen Fieldhouse. I'm excited for this year's team. We got a lot of great players, and hopefully that. Let's be honest, Tyron Stokes is going to Kentucky. As much as I hate to say that, he just signed a big deal with Nike. Would I rather have Tyron Stokes over Taylen Kenny? Obviously, you would. I mean, Tyron Stokes is the number one player in the country. I mean, obviously, anybody would want the number one player in the country, right? And I think Kansas missing out on him, I'm not worried at all. I think we're going to be just fine. I think Taylen Kenny is for 6'7". I think he's a great seven. Yeah, I think he's a great player and all. I like him, and we brought in the number two recruiting class. Hopefully that we can bring in some transfers too, and some JUCO guys. And
where'd they get ranked? Number 19?
This 2026 class. Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Oh no, like the whole team.
Oh, like
the team.
Like rankings?
Yeah,
this year?
25.
I think I saw Andy Katz just release something. I think they're like top 20, I believe, somewhere around there. But
what do you say they play November?
They play November 3rd coming up here. I have the schedule right here. They play against their very first game. They play, let's look here. Just load, man. They play against Green Bay. November 3rd at 7 o'clock. And then they got to play UNC at Dean Smith Center, which will be a great matchup. Number 19 Kansas versus number 25 UNC. Dean Smith Center, named after former Kansas player Dean Smith. And that's going to be a big matchup. I think Kansas can go in there and get that dub. And Darren Peterson, Florida Dunga. Hopefully that, you know, if we can beat those teams like we always have, you know, we've proven that we're blue blood. You know, we can compete with the top tier players. And Kansas beat Duke last year with Hunter Dickinson as their center. Let me say that one more time. Hunter Dickinson as their center. Duke had probably one of the most stacked teams of all time. Cooper Flagg, Tyrese Proctor, Con Knuppel.
Kawan Malawach.
Yeah, Kawan Malawach. I mean, guys are getting drafted in the league. Duke had a great team, and Kansas went in there and they beat him. And Kansas' experience in the portal showed why they can compete with those teams, right? You know, Kansas' philosophy is, hey, you come here, we'll develop you. You'll be a first-team All-Big 12, first-team All-American, Big 12 Player of the Year. And that's what I love about Kansas, man. You see that time year in and year out. Like, Jalen Wilson, Big 12 Player of the Year, Ochai Agbaji, Udoka Azubuike, Christian Brown. Like, they consistently put these three-star guys in the league that, like, were not highly recruited out of high school, as opposed to Duke, where they get, you know, the highly recruited guys, and Kansas finds them, and they turn them into All-Americans. And, you know, you're not just talking about, you know, one year. They do this consistency every single year, and that's why Coach Self is such a great coach. He finds these players that nobody else wants, and he turns them into stars. And that's why Kansas wins, is because, you know, they go out and they get portal guys, and they're more experienced. You know, at the end of the day, the more experienced team is going to win, and Kansas has shown that these past few years. And even though it's been an up and down couple years, I think we're going to get back on track. I think Darren Peterson is going to have a great year, and, you know, Foray returning was huge. We got some other big guys in there. We got some guys in the offseason. It's crazy. College basketball is going to be starting here soon, and can't wait to see my Iowa Hawkeyes and my Jayhawks. Hopefully hit up a few Iowa games and Kansas games this year. I think I'm going to go to Iowa men and women's. I think Iowa, I don't know if it's Iowa men or women's basketball teams. I know the Iowa men play at the Casey Center in Des Moines. They did that, I think they did that 2 years ago against, I think it was Florida A&M they played. I went, that men and women played as doubleheader, and I got to see Kaelin Clark and the Iowa women's team. And it was just so fun to see, you know, the Iowa fans show out and, you know, just to show their love of, you know, Iowa sports. And I'm excited. You know, it's gonna be fun year, and I can't wait to see them, you know, play in action. And I'm really excited about this year's team. I think we're gonna win a lot of games, and yeah, if everybody can stay healthy, I think we're gonna have a very great year, and it's exciting times for Iowa for sure. And yeah, how about Oregon though? Oregon, man, losing to Indiana, that's crazy. Indiana
is proof. Indiana real?
Are they for real? Are they for real, man? I mean, Iowa almost beat them. Iowa should have beat them. They didn't have that. They don't miss that kick. I truly believe Iowa wins that game. But Oregon's a real team too. I mean, you know what's crazy is that you could have two losses and you could still get into the college football playoff. Like, look at Ohio State last year. Had two losses. They lost to Loughborough, Michigan, and you know, they won that championship, which I don't think anybody really expected. But I think Oregon's still a good team? Yes. Do I like Dan Lanning? Yes. He's a great coach. Don't get me wrong. He comes from the Kirby Smart coaching tree, and you know, I think Iowa plays Oregon this year at home, and we played Indiana, and we gave him a battle. Everything went wrong. Everything went right until that final 2 minutes when Drew Stevens missed that field goal. And so do I think Iowa can compete with Oregon? Yes. They can compete with Indiana, and Indiana beat Oregon. So I think Iowa can compete with them. I think they can give them a good run. And, you know, hopefully we can get our fifth win here this Saturday against Penn State. And if we can get our fifth win, I think that things are definitely moving in the right direction. You know, Mark was back healthy against Wisconsin, and it showed. And so yeah, man. It's just it's great. I'm looking forward to the season. It's gonna be really fun. And yeah,
is that all you have for us, Ball Knowledge, Ben?
Man, it's just who does the Des Moines Roosevelt Huskies play?
I told you it was
this Friday. Oh. They play
Johnston.
Ooh, Johnston. See, like I said, like, Johnson can give him, like, Johnson's one of those teams you don't know if they're going to be good or they're going to be bad. Like, Northwest lost to Johnson last year. He was at home. I was actually at the game, and we got screwed by a penalty. Cause, so our best receiver, Jordan Green, ran I don't know if it was a punt return or kick return. He ran one of them back for a touchdown. But, of course, it got called back because of some terrible call, and we should have won that game against Johnson. We probably would have gotten the playoffs because of it. And it just kind of like derailed our season last year. But Johnson's a great team. I mean, I don't hate Johnson. I don't. You know, there are a lot of teams in the CIML I hate, but Johnson's not one of them. I don't mind them. And hopefully the Des Moines Roosevelt Hoover Huskies can. Is it at MediaCom Stadium or is it?
It's at Johnston.
Ooh. Hopefully that they can give him a fight. You know, always. You know, that's something that
just stay in the game.
Yeah, that's something that you can hang your head on, right? You can. Leave that stadium saying, okay, we hanged with them. You know, we didn't get blown out. I'd much rather hang with a team than get blown out by 45 points. You know, and just like with Des Moines, you know, they got blown out, but hey, at least you scored points, right? And it's 7 points is better than 0 points. Or 3 points is better than 0 points. I'd rather take points than, you know, not any points at all. And yeah, it's crazy. We're already at week 8 already, man. It's almost
the playoffs.
Oh my guys! Hopefully that my Wolves can keep it going, man. I'm super happy about the direction we're going in and the amount of records we're breaking. And yeah, we play our rival Waukee this week and this Friday. And for all you Waukee fans, Northwest will decimate the Warriors. Waukee is not a good team. And that's all I really got. You got anything else?
I don't got anything to add for you, Ben. Shout out Building 5.
Yeah, shout out Building 5.
Come podcast with us.
Yeah.
1136.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, X at DMAT Chronicle.
Yep.
Website, campuschroniclenews.com.
Yeah. Follow us up, man. We got good stuff going here in Building 5. So shout out Building 5.
Shout out Bone Knowledge Ben.
Yep. Shout him out. Shout out JJP.
And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
Still going to come on Friday or what?